Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
It's a pleasure bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Doug Griffiths. He's the author of 13 Ways to Cure Your Community. He's a community building expert from joining us from Alberta, Canada. Doug, thanks again for being here. You said something in the last segment I want you to dwell on a little bit this time. You said that we were talking about how millennials think about community, how they think of sort of their egalitarian ideas on sharing, on helping people and networking and spreading the opportunity, so to speak. I think we're going to see more of that, more co-opetition than competition. And you said you thought that was not going to bode well for government. What did you mean by that?
Well, millennials spending so much of their time working in, like you said, cooperative or co-opetition environments online, where ideas matter so much more than titles. They don't value titles processes the way society's been instituted. They just get find the solutions and institute them. So they're not really going to understand why problems at the local level have to go through rounds and rounds of public consultation and
right.
First reading and second reading and committee of the whole and more public consultations and the challenge with government. And then they're not going to value, I'm the mayor or I'm the congressman.
Yeah,
or
I've had that experience where they didn't value the fact that I was the one who signed their check either.
Yeah, I've had that same experience.
I had to get their attention once or twice.
I had to let one go myself. For the most part, they've been good, and they're very creative because they're solution oriented, not title oriented.
Right.
And so it's been, it's going to be challenging for government. I tell all of the local governments I work with and the chambers of commerce that their issue is not serving the public. Their issue is being relevant to the next generation.
Yeah.
It has the potential at the local level to gather a group of people and solve their own problems, which, for a local government to suddenly become much less relevant to the population doesn't bode well for any party or for their existence.
Right.
And it's not that government's going to cease to exist. It's that it's going to question its relevance.
Well, let me throw an idea out at you that I think is going to compound your projection here, your the way you're thinking about the future here, and that's the concept of blockchain. And the reason I say that everybody knows what Bitcoin is, but a lot of people don't know what blockchain is. And blockchain is the underlying technology of Bitcoin. And what I've been saying now for a long time, at least 2 years, is that the future is not Bitcoin. Bitcoin may survive, it may not survive, but blockchain will lead the Bitcoin back into the marketplace. Because are you familiar with blockchain?
Yeah, it allows the data to be stored on every computer so that its very existence prevents a lot of manipulation.
And it, by definition, eliminates middlemen, like a local government.
Yes.
See, that's the thing. People will start, it may not happen in my lifetime, Doug. It probably could happen in your lifetime, but certainly in your children's lifetime, their automobiles, their homes won't be recorded at the courthouse. It'll be on a blockchain or something like a blockchain, and they'll solve problems by people agreeing to it over a blockchain network, not going through the city council. I think what you said a minute ago is very important to point out, and that they're going to have the technology to help them with it, the blockchain.
Yeah, I agree with you about blockchain. I don't think people have yet explored the incredible potential it has to localize and yet spread it all across the world, the decision-making processes and information and data.
Yep.
And, yeah, I though the only thing I'd say is that I disagree. I bet that's a significant piece of technology that impacts everything we're doing socially, every bit of society, within a decade. It will be the underlying current technology. And that's going to disrupt governments. That's going to disrupt business. That's going to disrupt
corporate America is going to disrupt everything. And what I've been saying is that a blockchain type of a platform. I don't know whether it'll be called blockchain, because there are others out there. There are other technologies underlying cryptocurrencies that have their own place. But some form of a blockchain type of a platform will be the next internet class disruptor, only it'll make the internet look like it was a piker, like it was almost nothing, I think. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yeah, I agree. That decentralized ability to store information and the chains of events make sure that you don't have to have, because as soon as you decentralize that sort of storage capacity, that sort of logistical integrity to the system, means that there's no one central authority in control,
right.
And that is the democratization of governance,
right.
Of the internet, just about every process we have.
Absolutely. How do you do the website, Doug?
It www.13ways.ca or .com.
Right.
We have both.
13 Ways, the number, 13ways.com. The book is called 13 Ways to Kill Your Community. Doug Griffiths is the name on the book. Hey, Doug, good job today. Will you come back?
Ah, Jim, I'll always come back. I love having our conversations. I love your show.
Thank you very much. Good job today. Doug Griffiths, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.